I want to go back to the phones right now and say a very good afternoon to Senator Curtis King from the 14th Legislative District, joining us live right now. Senator King, thank you so much for your patience. So much going on today, notwithstanding, of course, we have the situation in Ukraine. I was just watching some of the video there. It's just tragic there. I'm sorry, Senator King, are you there?
I am, yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Lots going on here, no, lots of moving parts. But in any case, yeah, I was watching some of the video there, and just tragic. I don't know if you had a chance to see it.
We've just been busy all day. I saw about 30 seconds of a building that had been hit, and that's about it. So
yeah.
Anyway, it's just, yeah, it's sad. It truly is.
Right.
That this guy just wants some of this country and is just going to go in and take it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. People are out of control. Let's talk a little.
That's the truth.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of something out of control, though not to nearly the extent, this big transportation bill that's rolling around right now in the state legislature, it's really gotten a lot of attention and not in a good way. Our neighbors, they are not very happy with this.
Our neighbors, our friends, or at least up until when this bill was dropped, of Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska. I mean, people that we work with, states that we work with, states that we have great relationships with. This is just undermining all of that in an unbelievable way. To put a $0.06 excise tax on exports or a tax on exported fuels out of this state from our refineries. I just don't get it. Why they believe, the other side of the aisle believes, that this is a fair and reasonable thing to do. I've listened to their arguments. It's like, really? And my concern is this. They're willing to do this for the gas that's being exported out of the state. So when they need more money, what's next? Are we going to put $1 million on every airplane that Boeing, who builds it in the state and ships them out of the state, which is the argument they make about the gas, is, oh, it has impacts on all of our citizens. And, oh, the climate in the state of Washington is hurt. And, well, what about our airplanes? They're built here. They impact all the, I mean, they impact our state. So are we going to put $1 million tax on every plane? Or worse yet, I live in Yakima on the east side of the state. Are they going to put a 5-cent or 10-cent tax on every box of apples that we send all around the world, to China, to Taiwan, to Europe? Are we going to do that? Because they have an impact, and everybody ought to be helping us pay for that impact. Because they're in the state of Washington, and they contribute to our so-called climate problems. And, I mean, where does it start and where does it stop?
Yeah, and quite frankly, this is illegal under the Commerce Clause, what Governor Inslee is trying to do, isn't it? I mean, this is going to get tossed right out of court, right?
This is, I firmly believe that it will. I don't know. They have said that they've had analyses that say what they're doing is legal. I don't believe that that's true. I can't think of the gentleman's name now. It just left me. But a former legislator and a member of our Supreme Court, a very well-respected attorney, has done an analysis of this. He referenced the state of Louisiana being sued by Maryland many years ago because the refineries in Louisiana were adding a tax to the gas that they were sending to Maryland, and it was ruled to be illegal. It's against interstate commerce. This is the same thing. It's against the law. I mean, analysis after analysis comes up with the same thing. Former Attorney General McKenna has analyzed this. He says it's illegal under federal law. But here we go. And now we're being threatened to be sued by these three states. There's all kinds of retributions being sought here, retaliation for what this bill does.
Hmm.
and they still haven't backed away from it one bit.
So, I mean, Governor Inslee, you may disagree with him, but he's not a dumb man. He's smart. Why is he doing this? He must know. He's a lawyer himself.
I'm not going to touch those last two statements, but he is a lawyer, has that degree. I have no idea why he would be doing this, other than they want the money. They want to, I mean, it's a way of punishing our refineries. He has never liked our refineries. He doesn't like gas. He doesn't like combustion engine cars. And, you know, he's going to save the climate. Well, that's the only reason I can think of that he would be doing this.
It's really just insane. You know, and again, it's going to cost a lot of people a lot of money, and it's going to hurt a lot of people, especially now with this Ukraine thing. I mean, I'm expecting gas prices to jump up about 20 cents overnight, and on top of everything that he wants to do, we could, correct me if I'm wrong, we could easily be looking in some parts of the state around $5.50, $6 a gallon gas by the summer.
We're going to be hitting those numbers even without Ukraine. We implemented... they will be implementing low carbon fuel standards here if this bill passes. They've already implemented a cap and trade bill from last session, and that's going to raise the price of gas 25, 30, 35 cents, as will the low carbon fuel standards. You're going to see $5 gas no matter what, but that's what they want because they don't want anybody driving a car. And even, I would tell you, even now, they don't want any added capacity on our roads or highways. They don't want to see any growth, only, you know, because all their growth is in King County. It's in the city of Seattle. And yet they just keep permitting more buildings, you know. I mean, look at what they did with Amazon. Five towers, houses 45 or 50,000 people, all in downtown. You know, and then they complain because they can't get there. But they want everybody to ride a bus, or they want you to ride your bike, or they want you to walk.
And that's anathema to America. You can ride whatever you like. You can ride whatever you please because we're free people. But for whatever reason, Inslee says this climate thing is, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you here, because, you know, one thing he's okay with is an electric car. If you want to go out and buy a Tesla, he seems okay with that, at least for right now. Where's all this electricity going to come from, especially if Inslee's plan to remove the dams comes to fruition at some point?
That's a good question. Our REAs and our PUDs have already issued for the lack of a better word, I'll call it a white paper, but they outline the fact that if you eliminate natural gas, which is also what our governor is trying to do, if you eliminate natural gas, then you are dependent upon electricity. And so you have to have solar, you have to have wind, you have to have dams. But no, they want to take out a bunch of the dams. And so what does that do for you? So I can tell you right now, the Seattle, what is it called? Seattle Light, I believe it is.
Seattle City Light, yeah.
They buy electricity from the Bonneville administration. And it's off our dams. They also buy, by law, they have to, solar and wind. But guess what? They send the electricity that they get from the Bonneville Power Administration down to California, and they sell it at a premium. And the citizens of the state of Washington get to play this mixture of more expensive electric or more expensive solar and wind electricity than the hydro. And so we end up paying more. They sell it to California and make millions of dollars off of it.
Oh, just insane.
Amazing to me.
What a racket. Just incredible.
It just goes on and on. You cannot, and the PUDs and the REAs are explaining this. And this is what happened in Texas when they had that big freeze.
Yeah.
You know, they were pumping natural gas, and most of the homes there are heated with natural gas, and the office buildings and all of that. Well, somebody said, oh, well, look at, you have all these pumps. Oh, we got to make all of them electricity. They shouldn't be natural gas because they're going to be just polluting. So they converted them all to electricity.
Hmm.
Well, when they didn't have any electricity, they couldn't pump the gas. And therefore, that created all this problem with this big freeze that they had.
Yeah.
That's what we're headed for if we keep going the way this administration wants us to go.
Well, let's move our conversation back to Olympia, if I could, and talk about legislative session. I mean, where are we now? Obviously the transportation bill will probably pass. What other big things are coming along the horizon that are going to most likely pass and impact people?
Well, we have a bill that's called ergonomics. We passed that out of our Labor and Commerce Committee today. It's going to give Al and I the ability to use ergonomics to tell us what we can do and how we can do it, how long people can work on a certain job because of certain motions that are made. I am not totally knowledgeable about it all, but about 20 years ago, I believe there was an initiative because they were trying to do this again 20 years ago. And there was an initiative that said, no, you're not doing this. But now all of a sudden, this is the big push this session. In a short session, when we're just supposed to be kind of tweaking things, we get hit with this ergonomics bill, and it is going to be detrimental to our business. It'll be detrimental to our employees because there will be fewer jobs because this will force, in my opinion, our businesses to look at every type of mechanization they can find. Because Al and I, we know how well they have treated everybody over the years. Put a lot of our businesses out of business. We also have a bill that has to do with ratios for nurses, that they can only have one or two or three patients at a time, and a variety of things on meals and rest breaks. There's three or four elements to this bill. The point I would make about that bill is, one, there is a huge shortage of nurses right now. And then we're going to pass a bill that says, well, you can't have a patient. You can't have too many patients with this one nurse. They can only handle, and by law, they can only handle one, two, or three. And they have it spelled out by the different types of health care that are available. These are all negotiable things in contracts, and most of our hospitals are union. And so what it says to me is the unions weren't able to get what they wanted in their bargaining. So now they've come to the legislature and said, you got to do this for us because we can't get it. And the other side of the aisle is going to do that. It'll be detrimental to the health care in this state. It will put some of our rural hospitals out of business, there is such a huge shortage of nurses now. This will just exacerbate that, and it will require then the hospitals to up the ante and try to get every nurse they can find, and what that does to every other facility, nursing homes, clinics that all use nurses, they're going to be out of luck. I mean, it's unbelievable the things that we're doing in this session to the citizens of the state of Washington, because the health care won't be there.
Yeah.
Because, of these mandates.
Well, it's, what a rough time to be a Washington resident. Our guest is Senator Curtis King.
There's a lot of them that aren't going to be Washington residents for long.
Well, Idaho beckons.
So you know, I got a call from a CPA in my city that said, I can't believe the number of people that are coming to me to find out what they need to do because they're leaving the state because of all of the stuff that they're seeing going on here.
Just a few moments to wrap things up here on the Bottom Line on this hour number one in our closing moments. I want to say thanks to Senator Curtis King for joining us here. Senator King, real quick, wanted to ask you, anything good coming out of the legislature this session?
Well, that's hard to answer. There are some good things in the operating budget and the capital budget, and there are some good things in the proposal that has been put forth on transportation. But right now, I think the parts that we disagree with outweigh the good parts. When we have an economy and a budget that is, I think, somewhere between $12 and $15 billion more than what we anticipated it being back in 2021 when we left here. I mean, think about it. $12 to $15 billion more than what was anticipated in income. And here we are, this proposal. Now, there is a difference between the operating budget and the transportation budget. But in the new proposal, they have the 6-cent gas tax on exports. They have about 6 or 7 new fees. One is when you buy a car and you have to pay for the license plate, the plate itself, it's $10. Under this proposal, it'll be
$50.
The enhanced driver's license is $72. Under this proposal, it's going to
$96. That's not good.
I mean, there's just numerous. There's, like I say, 6 or 7. The 6-cent gas tax over 16 years raises $2 billion. The other fees over 16 years raises $2.7 billion. There's absolutely no reason with what we have in our coffers and working with the operating budget that any of those taxes and fees should be in this proposal.
Senator Curtis King, 14th Legislative District, good talk as always, sir, and we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Back with more.